This is Senator Al Simpson. A most appropriate event happened in the House of Representatives last week when Tom Foley was elected as Speaker. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, I'm pulling off the old 6-ounce gloves today, pal. I know you agree with me. Our Congress is the real beneficiary with Tom Foley as House Speaker. He's a respected leader who can bring a new sense of mission to that office and to that body. He knows the difference between Washington State and Washington, D.C. Tom Foley was so on target when he said, "It's time to end the hostility in Congress and to concentrate on legislating." He pledged to work with the President and members of both parties in the common interest of the country. Boy, that's a pretty welcome breath of fresh air blowing away the stench over there. Ted, Speaker Foley feels we must debate positions with vigor and passion, and that we can do this reasonably and fairly. Now, you and I are perfect testimony of that, pal. I very rarely agree with any of your liberal gibberish, but we both know I'm always genial, sensible, and reasonable.
Al, I hear your high road, but you've got to worry more about the low road of your colleagues at the Republican National Committee, because they haven't got your message. They tried to smear Tom Foley from the day it seemed likely he'd be Speaker. They spread scandalous, anonymous rumors and innuendos, and they finally got caught. They embarrassed the Republican Party, Al. Even Senate Republican leader Bob Dole called those tactics garbage. Lee Atwater and Newt Gingrich have pulled one too many dirty tricks, Al, and it's time honorable leaders of your party called them to account. You and I have both worked closely with Tom Foley, and we know him as one of the ablest and most decent members of Congress. That helps explain why some in your party are resorting to dirty tricks, trying to poison the well before the public gets to know Tom Foley, too. They aimed their mud at the new Speaker, Al, but this time they hit themselves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the minimum wage. The battle enters a new stage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.